Good morning. Welcome to Talk of the Town, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day I talk to some of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. My guest this morning is Annie McCabe from the Sheldon Public Library, and we will visit with her right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa Region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including early childhood teacher licensure, elementary education, secondary education. At NCC, your success is our story.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's east side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top-shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Talk of the Town. In studio this morning with me, Annie McCabe from Sheldon Public Library. Thank you for coming over this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
The boss threw you under the bus because she's got a cold?
Yeah. And so I'm here. I have less of a cold than her, so I guess I'm the winner today.
Well, I was going to say, if your place is like ours, once one person gets it, everybody gets it.
Yeah, it is making our way through the staff.
Well, and, you know, we like to have you guys in on a fairly regular basis because there's always new stuff going on at the Sheldon Public Library and always so much stuff going on that it's easy to for some stuff to slip through the cracks, and we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
So let me know what is going on right at the present time.
Well, this morning we'll have our Little Explorers Playtime, which is for little kids, say 1 to 6 and their families. We open up our big community room and put a bunch of large motor things, some sensory toys. It's kind of a place to blow off a little steam on these days when the park's not that welcoming.
And that's got to be fun because those are fun ages.
Yeah, they are. They have a great time. It's always fun to see them. You put out, we have a small kiddie pool with balls in it, and the amount of fun they can have with that little pool is very entertaining.
It reminds me of the old story about the Christmases where the kids got all the toys and wound up playing with the boxes.
Yeah.
All right. So what else is going on at the library?
Well, this week we have our makerspace. We have a makerspace every month. Mm-hmm. And so that is literally where the kids play with the boxes. So we just set out a ton of mostly recycled materials, a lot of big boxes, small boxes, things people donate to us, you know, just a lot of weird stuff. And then we give the kids a challenge. And they just go to town building whatever they want. So we give them a challenge every time, but the idea of the makerspace is you're there just to have fun and build, so you don't have to do the challenge.
And I bet there's some interesting things that they come up with.
It is really amazing. It's the end of the school day, so the kids are a little bit burnt out. And, so sometimes I'll say, you know, like, we're going to make a parachute. And they'll, what's a parachute look like? And I'm like, I don't know, like, how's yours going to work? And, you know, 10 minutes later, they're building the most amazing things. It's really, it's so fun to watch them. They just come up with crazy, some of them are ridiculous, some of them are really clever, some of them are just burning off steam at the end of the day.
There you go. And for what age group is Makerspace?
That's K through sixth graders.
Okay. another fun group. Okay.
Yeah.
I know every Saturday you have Lego Saturday, and the kids, I'm sure, come up with some wild things there as well.
Yes. Yeah, they love to build. Same thing. We set out Legos, and then we give them a challenge if they want to do it. And so they build all kinds of crazy stuff. Often not at all what we gave them the challenge for.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, we talk about the library has the Legos. You bring your imagination, and they do.
They do. They certainly do.
And most of these kids have more vivid imaginations than you and I.
Yes. Yeah, that is definitely true. And especially if you get a couple kids together, you get competition, even between siblings, or you kids don't know each other. They need to one-up each other.
Especially between siblings.
Yes. Yeah.
What else is going on at the library?
Well, we have Christmas crafts coming up next Wednesday.
Okay.
So that'll be through K through fifth graders. And that's a little bit more, we have set crafts, and we do usually about three crafts for some Christmas decorations, some winter stuff, just some fun crafty activities for them.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk with Annie more about stuff going on at the library.
Nick Liskeen and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon. Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
We're back on Talk of the Town with Annie McCabe from the Sheldon Public Library. We've talked about the kids stuff going on, but there's family stuff going on at the library as well.
Yeah, we just actually Saturday had our big family program, the ELF training camp, when there was everything going around in town.
ELF training camp.
ELF training camp.
Oh, yeah, I got to know more about the ELF training camp.
So the kids come, it was a story time and crafts, and the kids came in and, you know, they learned to stack presents and decorate trees and feed the reindeer, a whole bunch of fun stuff. It sounds like it was a busy day. So,
you missed out on that one?
Well, I planned it all, and then I got sick, so I had to throw someone else under the bus. So Jane did it, and she did a great job stepping in at the last minute. But I think it was...
So today's payback?
Is that just...
That sounds like it would have been a hoot.
Yeah, it sounds like they had a great time. So
I'm sure they did. Now you have game nights as well.
Yes, once a month we do game night, which is all ages. Right, so that's a family program. We get a lot of adults come in, and they play all whatever games people want to play. So from, you know, they could play Sorry, or they could play Settlers of Catan if they wanted, a wide variety of strategy games and...
Very cool.
Fun, quick games, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What other kind of stuff you got going on at the library?
Well, we have Mahjong every week. So if you're interested in learning to play Mahjong, which is a Chinese tile game,
mm-hmm.
We have a group of women who come in and play every week. We have a knitting program every month where you come in and hang out, just very low-key. Hang out at the library and work on your knitting project, or we have coloring pages so you can color. We have coming up, we'll have a program with the O'Brien County Naturalist. So she always does a winter series, one every month.
Yep,
that's
for
adults.
She was with us yesterday.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
She probably got all the details on that.
Not all the details. She wanted to leave some of that for you.
Okay. So. Well, I think some of it's in flux still too, but, so yeah, that's always fun. Just very different than what we do.
You know, and we talk about all this stuff at the Sheldon Public Library, but, one thing we don't think about so much anymore, you can come borrow books, and you can come borrow Wi-Fi hotspots, and all the stuff of the traditional library, with the exception of the lady that would go shh like they did when I was a kid.
Right. Yes.
But it's just so much more than just the books anymore.
Yes. Yeah, it is. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of people in there to use a computer, to apply for a job or to look for an apartment. There's people in there. Just our children's area has toys in it. You know, if you just need to get out of the house, we have movies. You can use our app and get books and audiobooks through an app. Yeah, and then we partner with O'Brien County Extension regularly. We partner with a naturalist. So there's just all kinds of different things going on.
Like I say, it's not the library that I knew half a century ago when I was a kid, and you just went there and blew the dust off the books and got yelled at for making too much noise.
Yes, we sometimes actually have to stop patrons from telling people they're making too much noise. Like, no, the library's not like that anymore.
that's okay, because that's... And I would imagine that... you can search for things other than with microfiche, like when
yes.
I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, we digitize all our microfiche. And so that's all now, all the old newspapers are online. And so that's, yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I do kind of miss the big clunky machine, but it's a lot easier to use.
Well, I'm sure that that it would be. And to be honest, I can't imagine myself missing that big clunky machine when looking for something.
Yeah.
What else you want to tell us about stuff going on at the library?
There's just, like you said, there's something going on all the time. So it's not just books anymore. We're a community space, and we're really happy to be a community space. So we don't need people to be quiet. We have people who come in and have meetings. We have plenty of kids who come in and meet their friends on, especially on Saturdays for mm-hmm. Lego story time. People who come in and chat, people who come in and read the paper and chat with their neighbors that way. So there's a lot of... it's a nice community space. You don't need to buy anything to be there. You have every right to be there. And you can hang out and do whatever you want as long as you're there.
And if you have questions about any of the things going on at the library, where can folks find that out?
Well, you could always stop in the library, mm-hmm. which is great. But you can call us at 712-324-2442.
Okay.
You could go on Facebook. You could go on Instagram. You could go on our website. Yeah, I think that's just probably...
all kinds of ways.
Yes, find somebody in town and ask them, and eventually they'll get back to us.
As many ways to find out what's going on as there are things going on.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Annie McCabe from the Sheldon Public Library. We'll be back after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus and, as always, an all-new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them for more rides at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open 11 a.m. each day for lunch.
That is today's Talk of the Town program here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM. Talk of the Town brought to you Monday through Friday by Maintainer Corporation, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits Kiowa FM.